listening to the Potato Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. On today's episode, Dave is in Kennewick, Washington. He walks around the trade floor of the Washington-Oregon Potato Conference. On part one, we hear from Jessica Chamberlain with iGreen, Kimberly Yonke with the Idaho Crop Improvement Association, Alan Peterson with All-Star Manufacturing, Arlene Warner with Vive Crop Protection, and Bill Brewer with the Oregon Potato Commission. Be sure to catch part two coming in a couple of weeks. This episode is sponsored by Syngenta Elatus.
Protect the perimeter of your potato crop with Elatus fungicide from Syngenta. When applied in furrow at planting, Elatus controls Rhizoctonia and suppresses verticillium wilt, giving your potatoes long-lasting protection during early development. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer about Elatus.
Always read and follow label instructions. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Syngenta supports a FIFRA 2EE recommendation for suppression of verticillium wilt on potatoes in certain states.
Hello, this is Dave Alexander with the Potato Podcast, and today we are in Kennewick, Washington at the Washington-Oregon Potato Show. And we are bouncing around, checking out some booths here at the trade show floor, and the first one that we've come to is Agrion. Agrion is a software solutions company for agriculture, and we've got Jessica Chamberlain here, and Jessica is going to explain a little bit about what they do. And And maybe let's talk about your most popular program that you sell.
Yeah, so here in the Pacific Northwest, a lot of our users are heavily reliant on our compliance portion of our system. That just goes into creating those recommendations for the grower that then get turned into a product use report for the grower to send to the processors for an end use, as that processor knows, okay, this is the application that's been done on the field, to help you limit any off-label applications that happen in the field potentially throughout a season.
Limit off-label and also over application, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how will that work? I get a recommendation from my crop analysis, and it says X amount of this product, and then how does it go from there with the program?
Yeah, so once the agronomist tells you, I want to apply so much of a certain product, they write the recommendation in the system. So they would say, I want to apply, for example, Roundup. They want to apply Roundup on a field. Depending on the commodity that's listed in the program on that field, that will limit and flag them through our label database. Our database is the largest manufacturer indemnified label database that we have. So there's 11,000 labels in our system that back check depending on the crop that's in the field. So as you go to write that rec, it will flag you if it's over a specific rate that's set for that product, and then move forward within that process of the compliance side.
Okay, so basically it's all about making sure you as a grower deliver what you have promised to the processor or to the fresh buyer. So lots of different programs from Agrion. Check out agrion.com. We'll put a link on our website. Jessica Chamberlain, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
So this is Dave at PotatoPodcast.com, and we are once again at the Washington, Oregon Potato Conference. We've come on to the booth of Idaho Crop Improvement Association. We're talking with Kimberly Yonke.
Hi, Dave.
So I'm a little curious and interested in what actually you do and what the Crop Improvement Association does. Tell us that.
Okay, so Idaho Crop Improvement Association, we certify seed. We basically want to ensure that the quality seed in the state of Idaho is good. And so we do different testings for viruses and diseases for the growers to make sure that they know what's in their seed And if there's anything that's serious in there, we can detect that and we can make sure that that seed doesn't get sold.
All right. We were talking earlier and the trials that you do. So growers will deliver seed to you in September time frame, right?
Yeah. So basically, each grower has a lot, and a lot is just the amount of potatoes that they have per variety together. And so we take a percentage of that lot. Usually it's 400 tubers per sample. And sometimes it ranges from 1 to 200, but those are really small lots. So we take that and we ship it to Hawaii, and we do a post-harvest grow out. And in that, we look at the potato plants and we do visual inspections as well as lab testing. So we walk the field, we walk each row, we look to see if there is anything in there, if we see any virus, specifically mosaic. We do look for leaf roll as well. But we look for mosaic, and if we see any, we just mark it down. And then we have some leaf pickers that go down there, and they pick the terminal leaf in the middle of the plant, and we send it back to our lab in Idaho Falls for testing and see the percentage of virus, and hopefully it's 0%. But
and when it's not 0%, you can find these values, like for instance of mosaic and leaf roll. You definitely want to watch out for mosaic, and those results are published in the book, and not just this book, but pretty much in every seed certification book. But with the Idaho Seed Crop Improvement Association, this is Dave. I want to thank Kimberly Yonke for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. What's your website?
So Idaho Crop Improvement, you can search it on the web and you can go straight to it. And you can also find everything that's in our book on the website as well. So all that information is there.
Very good. Thanks again. We're at the Betterbill Manufacturing booth today, and we're looking at a new seed treater that they have developed, and I'm with right now Alan Peterson from Betterbilt Manufacturing. Tell us about this new treater.
So our new treater, our liquid unit, we went and made some changes. In the past, you used to have one tank where you had to monitor, mix your slurry, so you had to have the proper amount of water and chemical in there with an agitation to keep it mixed, or otherwise the product would settle in the tank. And what we did is we went and separated that, so now the chemical has its own tank with a calibration column that you can use to run a 1 minute test and confirm that you're doing your rate. So for example, if it's at a 10 gallon an hour rate and that's 9 gallons of water to 1 gallon of chemical, you'd go set that on the screen, you'd see it, you go fill the calibration column up, run a 1 minute test, if it goes from 0 to 1, you're at your target range. If it's above or over, you just gotta go adjust the stroke on the chemical pump up or down depending on what your target ranges were. And then by doing that, it makes it to where you no longer have to agitate. The water tank separate, so you can monitor that, has a flow meter, a pressure gauge, so that you can see what your pressure is going through the line, and then also that the you don't have to worry about clogging your tips. At the end of the day, you can turn a dial, shut the chemical completely off, run fresh water through.
Just run the water at that point?
Correct.
Which is the benefit that you're getting from the separate tanks. It gives you much more control of everything that you're doing, correct?
Right.
Okay, and so we're seeing precision agriculture coming into all phases of ag, and now you've got a precision seed treater as well. The electronics sound like they're pretty easy to work and adjust.
Right, and we've tested that with over 200 hours of product testing using Bayer's product along with Syngenta's product as well. And so by doing that, we were able to confirm that we could run both products through our treater and hit the ranges that were required.
And you just finished up that testing this fall, and this thing is ready to go for this spring. Is that right?
Yep. So everything was tested last year, you know, during the fall. Now it's a brand new feature for the 2019 season.
Okay, well, great. Also, you've made some changes to your cutter that we were talking about earlier to filter out some of the smaller sizes of potatoes before they even go to the cutting table. Tell us about that a little bit.
So there's a couple things we did. We went and increased the sizing capacity, which therefore increased the accuracy of the sizer, which then allows the machine to cut more accurate. So you're not getting small potatoes going into the knives and being cut. We're sizing out all your B's or no-cut potatoes in the first 10 rollers before they ever get to the next section to be sized out again. Okay. And then by doing that, it improved the accuracy. We also went to a different type of a rubber that has a dual durometer. It provides a harder hub with softer fingers that makes it to where the rubber we had found in the past that when it was a single soft durometer, the rubber could shift side to side and sometimes the finger stars would hit each other. By going to the dual durometer, we find there's a lot less movement and a lot less fingers ever hitting each other.
Okay, so check out these new improved seed cutters and the seed treater for sure. That's brand new this year. And tell us how people can find you. What's your website?
You can find us at betterbuiltmfg.com, or you can also look up allstarmfgllc.com.
All right. Thank you, Alan Peterson with Betterbuilt. We will move on to the next spot. Thank you. All right, this is Dave Alexander, and we are now at the Vive Crop Protection booth at the Washington, Oregon Potato Conference. Vive is probably pretty well known already to people in the East, but this is pretty much the first marketing effort for Vive in the Pacific Northwest. We're talking right now with Arlene Warner, and what is your job?
I am the marketing and communications manager at Vive Crop Protection.
Okay, and so this is one of your first forays into the Pacific Northwest, right?
That's correct. We're looking at Washington, Oregon, Idaho as an excellent, of course, it's a great potato growing region, and we have some products that fit here, and so we are introducing them now pretty much for the first time to potato growers in this area.
So let's touch on those potato products. What products would be beneficial to growers out here, and how are they better or different than other folks?
So we have two products currently registered for potatoes. One of them is Astroid FC, and what makes that product different is the FC part of it, which means fertilizer compatible. So it's an azoxystrobin product, so it controls Rhizoctonia diseases, and of course it also gives the plant health benefits that any product in the strobilurin family will give. The difference is that it can be mixed with liquid fertilizer. So that can be done in furrow, that can be done through a pivot. So it just makes it a little bit easier for a potato farmer to get some disease control down while he's doing something different as well.
So it's a nice flexibility, kill two birds with one stone type of approach.
Well, exactly, because we know that time is money when you're a farmer, and every pass you make over the field is going to cost you money. So if you can do two things at once, that's a great decision to make.
No, that's exactly it. Every pass costs money. You said there was one other product that you're pushing out here?
That's right. The other product that we currently have registered is called Bifender FC. So, of course, the FC is also fertilizer compatible. And it's a bifenthrin product. So any farmer who is currently using Capture LFR will find that Bifender FC is just a little bit better mixing product. It stays in suspension longer so that if you have to go to the state football game, you can leave your product in the tank and it'll still be in suspension when you get back to use it. It's an insecticide, so it controls the worm species in potatoes.
Okay, very good. So As a grower, if you're looking to apply some crop protection products that are compatible with foliar fertilizers, you definitely need to check out Vive. Arlene, why don't you go ahead and give us your contact info. What is your web address, please?
So anybody who's interested in finding out more about us can go to www.vivecrop.com. And Vive is V like Victor, I, V like Victor, E, crop.com.
All right, very good. And we will put a link for you on the website, on the podcast as well. Thank you for taking time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Dave.
Have a good day. This is Dave Alexander, and we are continuing our tour of the Washington, Oregon Potato Conference. And we have bumped into Bill Brewer here. And Bill Brewer is the president and CEO of the Oregon Potato Commission. Is that right, Bill?
Yes, that's correct.
And so I know that word on the street has got you leaving and retiring. Tell us, what's going on?
So, yes, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire in June of 2019. And I started in June of 2005, so it'll be 14 years. So right now we've sent out applications for my replacement, and the potato commissioners have narrowed that down to four people that they've invited to come in for personal interviews, and that'll take place in a couple of weeks.
So are you going to be part of the interview process yourself?
So the way our program works, the job is actually a state job. And so there's certain criteria that have to be followed. And I'm not actually part of the interview process. I will be sitting in and listening to the questions and answers of these four people.
Okay. And so you've done this for 14 years. You've obviously done your time. What are your future plans? Are you just gonna kick back, enjoy? What are you up to next?
So yeah, that's really one of the reasons that I'm retiring, because I love this job. It's a perfect job for what I am or what I do. But I've got a couple of grandkids that live in the area where I live, and I want to spend more time watching them grow up, and also the travel that's required for this position is starting to grind on me. And so I'm looking to watch grandkids. I'm looking to be more involved with my local church. And also I love to do things in the shop, woodwork or metalwork. And so I'll be doing some of those types of things.
Okay, so maybe you can make us a potato country sign that we can hang up at the next trade show that we go to, because we still will be going to trade shows and envy you at this point.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, that's the type of thing I guess I'll be involved in, is something that you know, I can play around with, that doesn't really have a set schedule. But you know, I'm looking forward to maybe buying an old tractor and remodeling, refixing that. I've got an old car that I like to take to shows, and so I'll stay busy.
All right, so tell us about the old car real quick.
Oh, I love to tell about old cars. So I've got a 1970 Mustang convertible that has a 351 Cleveland. It's one of a kind. It's all original. It's never been rebuilt, and so I get to polish it and drive it to shows. So it's a fun old car.
All right, well, we don't have time to debate Ford versus Chevy versus Mopar right now, but I will be sending you an email about that. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.